Case number 10,893, Tom Diabilda, east of Route 16, Brock Hill Road, southeast corner of Bayshore Drive and Arizona Avenue, being lot 15, block N within North Shores Development. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I apologize for appearing instead of Shannon, but she has to go on vacation sometimes.
Yeah. Yes.
I swear you're calling in first.
Yes.
Name and address, please. Do you swear or affirm the testimony about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Is that vacation or honeymoon?
I think it's a short honeymoon before the longer one. For the record, my name is John Sergovic. I'm with the law firm of Sergovic and Carmeen here in Georgetown, and we represent the applicant, who is a contract purchaser of tax map parcel 235-312-33. Tom, can you just explain the narrowness of the lot compared to other lots in the immediate neighborhood?
Yes, this lot is 50 feet by an average of about 100 feet to the back end. Most lots of this size in this neighborhood have a 30-foot width of building area. Because this is a corner lot, the width of the building area is 25 feet due to a 15-foot side setback off of Arizona Avenue. I'm dealing with a modular home, and the builder in question has a 28-foot minimum building width as far as most of the buildings that they supply.
And the ordinance requires, where you have a lot on two streets, a 15-foot as opposed to a 10 side setback on the one street side. And would that normally be applied to a lot that was 100 by 100 rather than the 50 by 100?
I believe so.
With respect to do you believe then that this lot has a unique physical circumstance or condition? The narrowness and the minimum lot size that makes it unique?
Yes, I do.
Is it did you have anything to do with creating the limitations on this lot?
No, I didn't.
Can the lot be reasonably developed given the current economy with a stick-built house as opposed to a modular?
No, and actually the agreement for the purchase of this land is dependent on getting a variance so that I can build with a 28-foot structure.
And is the variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property?
I believe so.
And you had nothing to do with creating the hardship or practical difficulty?
No.
And, Lori, can I ask you to come up?
You have to start up here. Name and address, please.
Lori Bronstein, 18215 Boone Hall Road, please.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Lori, are you a realtor, number one?
Yes, I am, sir.
Are you very familiar with this neighborhood?
Yes, sir.
And will the applied-for variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood?
Absolutely not.
If the variance is granted, will it substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of development of adjacent property?
No.
Will the variance be detrimental to the public welfare given the nature of the community?
No.
And did I ask you whether it alters the essential character of the neighborhood?
Not at all.
And with the variance granted, in order to accommodate the normal 30-foot building width, this is the minimum variance necessary?
Yes.
That concludes my presentation.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Are there questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
Mr. Chairman, I think that, again, with the request, it should be the 7.9-foot variance on the north side, not 2.9. The way it covers the full encroachment.
All right. Okay. Everyone see that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mills. Any further questions?
No.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10893, as I don't believe it alters central character of the neighborhood. It is a relatively small lot. Minimum variance to grant relief.
Okay, do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,893. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.